Now, Jesus, therefore, again groaning himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Now, notice this byplay here. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. You see, decay had set in the body. That's what happens to our bodies. And I don't care what the undertakers do to it today, friends. Oh, they made death a very pleasant little episode today. And I don't mean to be critical of undertakers, because they've been my friends. I've worked with them for years. But very frankly, let's face up to it, that you can't cover up death by embalming and painting up the face and putting a suit of clothes on it, putting it in a nice coffin and putting flowers on around it. Now, somebody says, don't you think that should be done? Yes, I do, because it softens the shock. But if you want to know the truth, death is an awful thing. Let's face up to it. This is what happens to the body, but the individual, whether he's saved or lost, has moved out of that body. The saved, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. You remember he said this would be for the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. He didn't need to pray this prayer. I need to pray, but he didn't need to pray this prayer. He did this for the benefit of those that were there to help their faith. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And that was always his method when he raised the dead. And I want to add this, that there were not just 3 or 4 that are mentioned in the Gospels that were raised from the dead. There were, I think, multitudes. We said that not just a few blind, but probably hundreds. And there were a great many people had been raised from the dead. And notice this, and he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. Have you noticed the difference between the resurrection of Lazarus and the resurrection of Jesus? And when you see the contrast and the difference, you'll see that this was merely a restoration to the life in the old body. We call it a resurrection. But when Jesus came forth from the dead, he left those grave clothes and he left that napkin wrapped about his head. He just came right up out of it. Why? Because he came out in a glorified body. And they didn't need to roll away the stone for Jesus to come forth. They needed to roll away the stone to let those outside on the inside. That was the reason that stone was rolled away. It wasn't rolled away to let him out at all. That is something that we need to see. Remember, he came right into the room, and the door was locked, and he came right into where they were.